If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Lies.
The athlete is here in place of Zach, athlete.
Wow.
And now you say, I'm Kelsey, and then something in the middle, Dara.
I'm Kelsey Dilly Bar Dara.
Dilly Bar?
I used to love Dilly Bars growing up.
I don't know what you're saying. Guys, who is this mysterious voiced man? What is this crazy setup you see on your computer doors at home? KelseyDara.com, or I mean, YouTube.com/KelseyDara. The athlete has joined us.
Such an honor.
I can't believe you're here. Yes, I can. It's late. It is Sunday night. Zachary Noe Towers is out of motherfucking town. And I said, I got to record the podcast. And the athlete went, is this going to be your first solo episode in so long? I was like, yeah, I did it all the time. I know how to do it. Or what if you join the rankings of men I have slept with that come on the podcast and talk and reveal a little bit about themselves?
I do know how to step up, you know.
Ooh. Okay. This will be an episode of getting to know the athlete.
She's tripping already. I'm nervy. The athlete
a little bit better. But first, this wouldn't be an episode without doing our
bing-bong
housekeeping.
Oh, wow, I like Zach's voice in that.
Do you know what housekeeping is?
I've definitely heard housekeeping.
You've heard the podcast?
I've heard all the intros, so
okay.
I'm definitely well attuned with those.
And you're also like downstairs every time we record. I feel like you must hear something.
You guys are literally screaming.
We're loud.
But, hey, whatever gets the job done.
Do you have any fun housekeeping? I can go first.
Yeah, you take the load off.
Right? I will take a load. Thank you for offering. Oh my God. I just, as we came up to this room, finished a quart of Mist and Fury. Is that what I just finished?
Yes.
The second, you all have heard it. You all have seen the books, the fairy fucking books. I just finished the second one and boy, oh boy. It got me. I'm not gonna lie.
Might I add, I also read this before you, actually, because one of your close friends told us in our group chat that there's no chance that you can't read this right now.
Yeah.
You need to do it.
You have to, not only for the zeitgeist, but Lore DIY, dear friend of the pod, was like, it's good, too. And we were like,
and me being like, you know, the book nerd as well, I was like, why not? I'll give it a shot.
You had to do it for the culture. And did you like?
I got through the first and second book, but I called it after the second book. It was just Pharaoh wasn't doing it for me. She just was letting me down.
Why?
Felt like a big paper bag energy in terms of like personality wise and just decision making.
Not much
Didn't
going on for
it.
Her.
No.
This is interesting because I did not like the first one. I purely hate read that one. I was pissed.
I didn't
like the surprises. I didn't like the twists. I needed to read the smut that everyone was talking about. I need to feel the...
That's very true. It was very misleading in the smut category.
Like, it was more watery bowels than slits between my wings. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
But this one...
It got a little spicy. I remember that.
It got a little spicy on me. I'm not gonna lie.
I remember directly, I was driving to Kelsey's last Don't Panic retreat.
Yes.
Slight plug. And I was listening audiobook on that while I was going, and it was going directly through a smutty part. And I was like, I'm fully listening to audio porn right now.
But would you get hard?
I do not recall, but I don't know. I don't know if fairy's my thing, you know?
It's not. Let me be very clear. Fairy smut is not my thing. But this.
I mean, she was looking at me a certain type of way today. She had a little gleam in her eye when she was reading about the. I was asking, what part are you at? What part are you at? And
I told her at one point in the day, I said, you give the look of Tamlin because you're blondie with blue eyes. No, he has green eyes, but you have very summer court or spring court energy, but you got that darkness in you. You got that night court in you, boy. You're a little deep, you're a little dark inside.
My little grumpy stump energy, you know?
That's what we call it when you're in a bad mood. You're grumpy stump. Yeah. So I just finished reading that. I quite liked it. Mm-hmm. I think I will have to now read the third, but here's the kicker. I don't have the third book. I only have it on audiobook.
I don't even know. What is the third book? I do not remember.
A Court of...
Something.
Dirt and Gluten.
Oh, my worst enemy.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but me and Zach had this conversation a couple weeks ago. It was like, is listening to an audiobook the same as reading?
And I definitely do listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
But only really fiction books in terms of audiobooks.
Yeah.
Like, because I read majority nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. But this boy reads, y'all.
But not for fiction, I feel like I can't, you know, keep up with the nonfiction in terms of if I'm reading. I'm like just going in one one ear and out the other.
He's the nervy one. Are you nervy to be on the spot? I feel like you don't get nervous ever about anything.
No, it's just more so like I'm just waiting for which kind of questions you're going to bring up or something
like
that.
Don't worry about my fun bag of tricks over here.
But that's just my life. I react to what's coming, you know?
Hey, and you know what else? By the time people listen to this, it's the week of Halloween, baby.
Ooh, that is true.
Spooky season is upon us. How do you feel about Halloween? What's your thoughts?
Growing up, I was in a very small town, so Halloween was really big in terms of like you had to hit all the nice neighborhoods in the town, but there was only like one of those in my hometown, so you had to hit that one first to get the big candies and then everywhere else. But we were out at like 3:30 as soon as possible until
I'm sorry, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, like it was like 4 p.m. start. Like,
are
it was
you
like a
kidding
kick,
me?
Kickoff, 4 p.m. kickoff. You're ready.
No way. That's
but that
insane.
Was just like, that was just a, like usual for the town. Like everybody was
that's
ready.
Crazy.
For that.
Comment below what time you started trick or treating at as a kid, because 3:30 is illegal.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that.
People aren't even back from work yet.
We had the pillowcases ready, and by the end of the night, they were full. And that was the best days of my life in terms of Halloween. But
yeah. Now as an adult.
I don't know. Like I never was that big into Halloween as an adult. It was
I think I love the pageantry of it. Like I love a costume. I love a reason to a party, reason to hang with your friends.
Drama girly.
Yeah, it's a theater girly. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's just if you don't have that event and that group of friends to go do that with, it's just another night for me.
Yeah.
Like last year we got invited to a really cool, fun party.
Yeah,
that was
fun though. That was the first time I've dressed up for Halloween in like 10 years.
What the fuck did you do every other Halloween?
I mean, I was in Europe. It was literally nobody did anything for Halloween.
No one does anything for Halloween?
They definitely party for Halloween, but it was just like I couldn't care less, to be honest.
Wow. We went to the guy who invented Minecraft.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Escaped me.
Yeah, no, I always. He's Swedish, though.
Oh, is he now? Yes. Did you see him or talk to him? I don't even think I saw him at his own party.
I don't even know if he was there, to be honest.
It was a massive party in a mansion with, like, how much money do you think you put into those decorations?
I would.
A quarter mil?
Yeah, at least.
At least a quarter mil.
250 to 500 at least, I feel like.
And like there was like a live birth of a spider under the ground.
Probably even more, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if he's closing in on a mil, to be honest.
Honestly, it probably is. Because that was animatronic spider giving birth.
Three, four-story mansion.
It was an alien themed.
Yeah, alien themed.
You literally got a badge printed out when you got there. They took your photo and printed out a fucking badge that you were like part of this research alien thing.
I was impressed. I can't
should
lie.
We go if we get invited this year?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, because we have zero Halloween plans.
Yeah, but that's great. You just last
how you feel about
no problem.
Couples costumes?
As long as they're good.
Okay,
I'm with it.
You were a space cowboy last year, and I was an alien to be hunted.
Yeah, so kind of. You
but
know,
we weren't even brand. together, did it?
Yeah, but we knew.
We fucking knew. You liked me.
Yeah, she already loved me. It's okay.
Shut up. It's been so funny. This podcast like knows nothing about you, and you're arguably like the guy. You know what I mean? But I've kept it so close. Like my card's so close about you.
I appreciate that.
Like I think I only said that like we were dating for the podcast. Like. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when you were like, okay, do I say it or do I not? And, you know, but hey, we're here now.
We're here now. Speaking of bing bong housekeeping. You briefly brought up the retreat, and I'm excited to say, I think we have the next one.
I did overhear a call the other day.
Yeah.
You guys kikiing.
Yeah. Kiki, look at you, queer ally. I've taught so much.
I learned that kiki is a word.
It is a word.
Last year. And yeah. I like tossing it in the mixer. Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, exclusive, only heard here first. We're doing it East Coast, baby. We're coming to the East Side.
That's big time.
Back to my old stomping grounds. Not Florida, no, nay.
No.
We're going back to New York, baby. New York, concrete jungle. And I might even leak this. I might even leak this info. Should I leak it?
I mean, I like the sounds of that.
We're not live, but I'll fucking leak some info.
Yeah, why not?
I think we've done like very like summer court vibes. Now I'm in Avatar language. We've done very like summer. We did Malibu. Then we did like a castle. I think with this one, we're going like full Hygie.
Whoa, she's got culture in her.
I got culture.
A Florida girly with culture.
Literally, the culture was in me earlier. Yeah. That's how I got it. I think we're going Hygge vibes.
Wow.
I think we're going like Nordic, Swedish.
What time of year are we talking?
End of Feb.
So that's cold out there, no?
Yeah, but it leans into like the cozy. Okay. And like there's actually really cool winter-ish retreats that I've been eyeing on the interwebs for a while. Right. Yeah, and like when you do cold plunges in snow, it's actually not that cold because your body's cold.
Growing up in the winter, it was the best.
You were a freak of nature, though. You are not normal.
We were born in the ice in Canada and / Sweden. You know?
Wow. Yeah, no, this is a true fact. In Sweden, they leave babies out in their baby carriages or prams that they call them in Europe.
Yeah, while they're in the cafe or something like that.
They leave them outside unattended in the fucking cold as newborn infant children.
And fact, my mother did this with me, my brother, and my sister.
Yeah, but this is why y'all are so cold, ice cold, like emotionless. It's because you were left in the freezing.
Yeah, who knows, you know.
The freezing cold temperatures. They were like, you will feel pain.
But I mean,
so early on, you will feel nothing later.
It's all, your only thing that's exposed is your face. And your face doesn't need that much warmth.
Actually, now that you put it that way, maybe that's why y'all skin is so nice.
It kind of feels nice, to be honest. Like you're nice and cozy, but you got a little bit of exposure.
Ice facials are a thing.
That is, maybe we coined that. Who knows?
You might have. Hey, Bing Bong, you got any housekeeping?
We have our foster Kirby. I don't know how much you've talked on the podcast.
I
haven't gotten to show her off yet.
Okay.
Tell the people I'm lifting her up now.
She is lifting her up because we brought her upstairs because she's such a good dog. Hippo, unfortunately, literally wants to kill both the cats.
Look at this baby.
On site. She is at the mic right now, whiffing it. She's got wicked teeth. When we first got her, they were the nastiest things we could ever see, and they smelled like absolute death.
Literally.
And so, luckily, I stand with my pack.
Yes! Shout out, guys.
Shout out,
he's
I stand with
a
my
dog
pack.
Guy.
We love the dogs, and we stand for the dogs. And we've actually fostered, four dogs together. Which, like, I mean, I never even thought about fostering before this, but
you didn't have a choice for two of them, I'd say.
Yeah, Yogi at the beginning. But Yogi was honestly probably my favorite one. Just
Yogi,
because he was the first.
She gives me Yogi vibes, because Yogi was like, should not have made it.
Yeah,
Yogi was like a disabled king,
yeah,
and we loved him for it. But like any other place in the world,
king ever.
And Kirby is like overbred. She's got tumors all over the place, nastiest teeth, yeastiest skin I've ever fucking seen.
But is on the biggest recovery and redemption story I've ever seen.
Bounced back,
like Hall of Fame esque.
We just keep getting these like amazing personality dogs, don't we?
If I'm honest, you spot them from a mile away. I remember we were sitting up one night, and she's going through, you know, every kind of. Animal care, what are they called?
Shelters
website. With all the pictures, going through them and like seeing which one, you know, which one. And I remember very clearly Kirby coming up and being like, yeah, that's the one. She could tell just from the photo.
I knew it.
And then
I get a feeling every time.
Yeah, and she's been spot on 4 for 4 for me. I
would say 10 for 10 out of all my fosters. Yeah. I've yet to have one that I'm like, I wish I didn't.
That's very true.
Even Diva, who was a diva.
Yeah, but Diva also had a huge redemption in terms of like
comeback
behavioral
story.
Patterns, yes. And just like overall mannerisms.
Yeah, she was supposedly this type of like behavioral case, and as soon as she got in a stable environment, she was a queen.
But also the big thing was when all the foster people that worked there were all like, Diva's our favorite. And so it's like, there's no way she's that much of a like bitch.
Yeah,
kind of like,
exactly.
And once we... Yeah, sorted out. Yeah. She was great.
I tell people, I don't think I've ever said it on the podcast, but I think I knew I was falling in love with you, which I don't think I've said on the podcast yet. But when you loved Hippo before you even like really felt deep feelings for me.
I mean, I grew up with a dog and cat and like big animal person. I mean, dogs are amazing.
You have a tattoo for your dog, literally.
Me and my sister both have the same tattoo for our childhood dog. Yeah. And I mean, dogs are just like, literally you can't be mad around them.
No.
Like, they just bring so much joy to you.
Also
like there's such a cool thing in being able to take care of a dog, you know, like,
yeah.
And Hippo, especially just like coming into it. I mean, one, he's the biggest meatball, loaf of bread, baked potato we've ever seen. But he's like such a character in itself.
Yeah.
Like his face, like he's got a million emotions that he shows through his face.
And you've seen what I see about it. Like I thought I was crazy for how much I love Hippo. Like I thought I was cuckoo.
No.
And then like you would come out with us and you would see like how good he makes people feel.
Yeah, like that was the first thing I noticed was like we take him for a walk and like it didn't matter who was passing by. One, they'd be smiling.
Yeah.
Two, if they asked for his name, every like the exact same reaction every single time when you say, oh yeah, his name is Hippo, they just melt. They're like, oh my God, that's so perfect. That's a perfect name. But like he's honestly, I mean, bar his medical needs, he's a bit of a medical need boy, but he's such a perfect dog as well.
And you like would literally let me. I never slept in before I met you. Like, I literally couldn't. It was my anxiety and just life. No, and like, you would wake up and like take care of the dogs.
No, yeah. I mean, like, that's also
and
just
I was
a
like,
thing where
what?
I enjoy doing. Like, that's just like, especially, I mean, for dogs, like, I mean, that's just what we would do growing up, like take the dog for a walk or all that kind of stuff. And I know that we both have different schedules and stuff like that. And so, like, if I'm up before, like, and Hippo's right there, like, yeah, of course I'm going to feed him. I'm going to take him out.
But
like, you know, mess around.
I don't think you realize, and no, you do know because I've told you this before, but like that's just, I have really dated some real bozos.
Yeah, I can't lie. Like, I mean,
Is that the most unattractive thing about me?
Probably. It was probably the biggest red flag, I'd say, to be honest.
Fuck, drag me, daddy.
But, I mean, like, I'm not trying to drag anybody out here, but the stories I heard, oh, God.
I'm
surprised
we, like,
listeners, like, sat through all this shit.
I mean, to be fair, with Sir, they didn't know shit.
True.
He came on the podcast one time because I was, like, falling behind on schedule or something, and he came on, and I haven't even, like, gone back to listen to it because I just fear that I would be so embarrassed and cringe to, like...
Wait, hold up. What? Huh? Which... number am I? The third on the podcast?
Yes.
Nice.
Lucky number
I like
three.
The number three.
Yeah. Yeah. I one for us, one for them, and then one for all. You know what I mean? But I feel like that's a very funny red flag is like when their exes are bozos because you can't be in that category. You just can't.
I don't see myself like that, so surely I can't be messing around
with that. Surely. I guess you can't be my ex.
I guess that's what we're saying.
Hey, should we throw it to a break? And when we come back, let's dive in to get to know your deepest, darkest secrets.
I love the sounds of that.
Confident bottoms, it is that time of month again for me, but I do not need to suffer from cravings, bloating, PMS, because I am taking Hormone Harmony, right? Okay, if you feel a little bit down or off or struggle to find comfort in your body, maybe you experience bad sleep quality, you need to support your hormonal balance and regulation, which is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. So here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that just happen naturally throughout a woman's life. But Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause or perimenopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold too. If you suffer from hot flashes or night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today. If you're getting deep into wedding season like we are, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look great without breaking the bank. Amen. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. They come in all the colors from champagne to all shades of green and even brighter colors like lemon sorbet and lipstick red. Birdie Gray isn't just for bridesmaids, though. They've got gorgeous wedding guest styles, too. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses all under $150. These will have you covered for all the bridal events from engagement photos to bachelorette and even wedding after party. We've got to talk about their PJs, which I have. They are so soft. These are perfect for like a bridal suite or just lounging around. And best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 6 swatches for free, available for a limited time until December 3rd. That's birdiegray.com to find your dream bridesmaid dresses.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This close in my ears. But
you're doing great, by the way.
I appreciate that. I'm doing my best.
Because you're kind of a shy guy on the outside looking in. Like, if you don't know you, someone would think you're shy.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I was a huge introvert as a kid.
Yeah.
And
but you're doing great.
Had to break out of my shell for the profession that I went into.
Yeah.
And want to do kind of thing. Yeah. So.
But even now, like whenever we go to places together, I never worry about you because you're like a little talkative Sally. I'm like, there he goes.
I'm a man of few words, but I feel like a lot of people respect when I say words, you know?
We went to a dinner party last night for our friend and it was her 30th birthday and she had really an awesome group of about like 20 people there.
One thing I would like to say is you can tell a lot by who people surround themselves with.
Yes.
And she has like a great group around.
Anytime I'm with her.
That's like the most impressive thing I've noticed from her is like just who she surrounds herself with.
Yes.
Is like, oh, wow, you're doing great with all these different people. That's like, because that's my goal is to have like an inner circle that it brings up the level in terms of that and everybody coming in and like seeing it is.
Like I want people that come hang out with me and my friends to be like, I want to hang out with them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And because it was her 30th at dinner at one point, she was like, oh, can we all go around the table since I'm like coming into my 30s, and everyone talk about like something that they realized or learned once they got into their 30s, because she was like the baby. And I knew it was coming because your old girl's 34 big years old, and I knew it was coming. And everyone was going around the table and they'd be like, oh, you know, like I'm 36, or like, oh, you know, I just turned 40 or whatever.
I was early in the rotation too. Yeah. She called me out real quick.
Yeah. And I was like, excuse me. The 27-year-old has something to say.
Has all the wisdom in the world of a 27-year-old.
And you know what? I've got
some of those unlocked, to be honest, from all the books I've read. Like
I can pull from like
five different ones right
now. I didn't know which direction I was gonna go, and I think I kind of butchered mine.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that was probably one of the few cringe times I've felt for you, because Kelsey very very like
rarely
has a lot to give.
Do I ever fumble
very fumbles
a public
or stumbles
speaking
any
engagement.
Yeah, exactly. Like if anybody's gonna fumble it, it's gonna be me, just from like, oh, I don't do it all the time. But
because you know what it was? When I started saying it, I realized literally everyone there was drinking. Yeah.
So Kelsey comes out and I was like, okay, what's she gonna say? You know, because she's got plenty to say. But she comes out talking about, oh, how like she wished she would have
got sober earlier.
Like it's always said, oh,
and
I wish I would have done
earlier.
And you could
still have fun without drugs, or you could still do fun drugs. And then it was kind of like,
and she started kind of like lingering on and like trying to like, because she could like, I could feel that she like realized like, oh, she feels kind of preachy right now.
And I was like, everyone here is literally holding a glass of like
everybody's
a fucking
drinking.
Whiskey.
We were,
whatever.
We were the only two that were not drinking.
And I'm like, and you know, it's okay to have your booze, but it's really, it's big corporation.
Yeah. She dug herself a bit of a hole.
Big corporations are making us drink.
I'm going to let this one go. I'm see where she goes, because I don't think I can pull her out of this one either, to be honest.
Bro, as I was saying it, I was laughing in my head. I was like, there's no way to wrap this up. I sounded like a QAnon conspiracy girl.
I mean, your heart was in the right place. And I think your delivery was slightly off.
So off.
But,
very off.
But I definitely agree with your overall rhetoric. Just the delivery. I don't know about
yours
that
was good. Tell us yours.
Mine was, I don't know where I heard it or whatever, but it was just one where you've spent the majority of the time with family or like with your direct family. By the time you're 20, you've spent the majority of your time. Like you're only going to have maybe another 10 times in your life that you're going to be with your entire family again. Mm-hmm. Of course, it depends on
where you live, your circumstances. You live. But
with
for us, it's true.
Yeah, with my family and your family's a bit around. My family, we're all over the world. And so I was just talking about how that's been a big priority of mine, like through therapy and just like speaking on that.
Therapized king.
And like kind of trying to, I mean, I have a good relationship with my family, but it always can be better and everything like that. And so that was just one where I always like think about and try and like go through day-to-day life of things like that.
And people were like, whoa, okay, the 27-year-old did give us something interesting.
I feel like I won some people over in terms of like, okay, he's 27, but he's got something
going on.
He's
got a brain.
You know?
Yeah. The best was like the straight guy in the back
the
that was
back
like,
left,
oh. he was like, you know, we're obsessed with self-improvement. We all, you know, read all the books, listen to the podcast.
Oh, the one and the other.
That guy. I know.
The other, those two were both
And he was like, we all are so obsessed, but we don't think about the balance. And I think we need just as much self-acceptance as we need self-improvement. Everyone was like, the white man speaketh truth. Like, oh my, oh, wow, snaps. It was so funny.
The poetry snaps for
everybody. I was like, everyone was losing their minds. And I was like, guys, come on. This is just what happens when a guy shares his fucking feelings for the first time in front of people.
A white man opens up about his feelings.
I know.
Who knows?
I know. It's almost like they could rule the world. Oh, wait.
I mean, but to be fair, there was some good wisdom being tossed around.
There was some good wisdom. I was pleased. Did you have any other highlights that you really liked?
Not off the top of my head, to be honest. I mean, there was.
Yeah, you have bad like recall, the memory recall.
Yeah, sometimes I struggle with
that. I've learned that about you, but so do I. I can get there, but it takes me a minute. Yeah. I liked the one, the girl said something. She said, money can't buy cool.
Oh, yeah. Like phasing out in terms of as you get older. Like nobody really gives a shit at the end of the day.
Yeah. And like cool is what you fucking say it is. Like no matter what you're wearing, no matter what your fucking job is, no matter what you drive, what house you have, like that's not what makes cool. Like you make cool. No, and I mean, I thought that was 100%. Sick.
Yeah. It's very simple too, you know, like people can get it. But at the same time, it's like people don't get it until they're 40, 50, whatever, you know, where they're just trying to keep up with the Joneses or
which is
like
right
that.
On the corner for me. That was my first question was, how do you really feel about me being 7 years older than you?
Completely honest, I've always
dated older women. You're nasty. You little nasty.
But, I mean, not trying to like toot my own horn or anything, but it's just like always, I really enjoy like mature women, which Kelsey is not. No.
Facts.
But like very like
facts.
Put together and like know what they want in life. Mm-hmm. And obviously like when
you're
we
supposed
first
to wanderlust when you're in your early 20s.
And when we first met, that was the first thing I realized was like, okay, yeah, she knows what she wants and like is the most like clear of like her vision and her path, or, like purpose on this earth, basically.
I really feel that.
And I like you, I see that every day. I'm around you kind of thing. Like I understand like, yeah, everything that you do, I mean, you do so much, but at the same time, there's like so many lives that you impact and like better, which is like super inspiring to see.
That's nice of you to see and say.
Not trying to glaze you or anything with that, but
you glazed me, sir. You absolutely glazed me earlier.
But
I really appreciate you saying that because I think no matter what project I am on, because you have seen me spread across a few projects at once, I feel like my whole purpose is to make people feel better on this earth.
And
like
you do that.
I try my whole pussy to make people feel included and seen and heard and like justified and like
she definitely puts her whole pussy into it.
You would know.
I definitely would. But in terms of older women, that's usually the thing, and like that's what I have attracted in the past in terms of that. Like, I mean, my ex was similar age, but after that, it was all pretty much like that's just how it's been.
Yeah,
and that's just kind of where I'm at. Like, I just feel I need that around me, and like that's what I want to be surrounded by to like grow myself. Like I want to push you to grow, and I know that you push me to grow, and that's been like the best part that I've seen is like just how much we've been able to just like grow together as well.
Yeah, and I think like we've cheated in that like we have gotten to spend a long bit of time together like every single day, which we did not think we would have when we first met.
Yeah, it was very, very like on certain bases in the beginning in terms of like, okay, this is the timeline or this is that.
Yeah.
And every time it was like, okay, we got more time.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, okay, listen, we keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just so happened we spend pretty much every single day together, which is crazy to think about and like ridiculous, but.
Cause like, I really am like, when am I, like, we both like our alone time and we both know when to like fuck off and read or like go play Catan by ourselves or whatever. Yeah, like I think we're both very good at reading each other's energies, which is important in a partner. But like, I think we both know how untapped both of us still feel in life. And like neither one of us wants to get in the way of the other of like throwing each other off the path by being like, let's do something stupid, like get married or like have a kid or do like move to this country, like start this adventure that like we both just have such clear paths of what we want to accomplish that like we don't want to get in the way of each other.
Yeah.
And but I mean, like adventuring alongside each other.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's been like the best part of it is like we understand that very clearly, but at the same time we want like at the end of the day we want to be with each other and like spend time with each other. And like that's, I mean, that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah. It is scary, like, to come from different types of family dynamics, you and I. Like, I think my family is so close in the traditional sense of, like, it's the four of us. We talk every single day. We vacation multiple times a year together. Like, we are so tight-knit. But, like, you have this other very tight-knit, like, web weaved across the world between your different family members and things like that. And, like, I do think about as I age, like, especially since I got into my later-ish 30s, that, like, if I don't build that version for myself, what will I have as I got older? And I get like nervy when I think about it where I'm like, okay, I'll have my sister. She's close in my age. But once my parents pass, like I have to like, I'm hoping this generation will stay like cool and liberal and open mm-hmm. to the idea of what like the nuclear family will look like mm-hmm. so that I will have that core for in some capacity or whatever.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's very valid to feel. Yeah. I mean, that's a very a completely normal understanding.
Yeah. And you have two siblings that are like not too far apart in age.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys are that way too, where it's like no matter where in the world y'all are, you will
find a way. I mean, yeah, we're like a handful of years apart kind of mm-hmm. thing. And it's been definitely like going into adulthood or like as the years go by, it's like we always want to like strengthen that bond. And like that's been a big priority of mine just in terms of just like with my family. Mm-hmm. And I think all three of us and then my mom and my dad is like trying to just have those good relationships going mm-hmm. into like, because you never know how many more times you have with them yeah. and everything like that. So like having that good relationship. And so I think that we have very similar like family, like core values yeah. and like that's been like a huge part of mm-hmm. just like where we link up mm-hmm. But at the same time we have like different family dynamics yeah
totally.
Like where your family yeah. is so yeah tight-knit and then mine's kind of sprayed all over
the place. Yeah, like literally my parents and my sister, they all work together, like they yeah, run exactly, in the yeah. same, like they are just as much together mm. as we are.
Yeah, exactly.
But like from when I met you, I have seen such a transformation in a way that's like different from other relationships. Like most people know my relationship with the DJ, which was 5 years with Jared. Like it felt like a very big swath of my life and growing. I changed a lot as mm-hmm. a person, I think, in that relationship, just into more solidifying who I was going to be rather than like, I don't know what I am. Who am I? Like I was more like, no, this is who I am. This is who I am. This is definitely who I am. And I think the person I was with, we just like grew apart.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, I am never going to like change my outcome of what I want out of life, whether it's like a non-traditional family dynamic or like, you know, having may not have kid. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that I am so sure of that when I met you, I was like, for sure, this is going to throw this man off. Like, yeah. there's no way this guy, mm-hmm. this like traditional, like I didn't know what I thought was traditional about you.
I think, I mean, like I would say I grew up in a very like traditional, like vanilla in terms of like, yeah, you go to school, you learn the typical shit. Like you don't venture out that much. Like I've yeah. never done any drugs, like, yeah. but mostly because of like sporting background yeah. and everything. But I just like had very clear vision as a kid. Uh-huh. And so like, I feel like I wasn't that exposed, grew up in a really small town, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's where I would say like, it's more like traditional, but at the yeah. same time, I consider myself very much like open-minded and like wanting to grow. Like that's my biggest like yeah. chapter right now is just trying to grow.
Yeah.
And I think that's where like a traditional background, but like, that's not what I'm like falling back on. Like I want right. to just like, see what works. I mean, right. like I come from a divorced parents uh-huh. and I mean, yeah, marriage, everything like that. Like I am going into my like years of like, okay, what will work for me or what yeah. do I think will work for me? And like, that's where I think I'm just trying to grow in terms of just like understanding, seeing what works, like mm-hmm. testing things out, mm-hmm. what, you know, exactly like that.
So be honest, because a question we get asked a lot on the podcast to answer and help people through and talk about is helping people who have never been non-monogamous before. Mm-hmm. Like when I told you that about me, were you just like, I think what the fuck? How have you settled into non-monogamy?
I definitely
anyone hears any insane noises, Kirby's having a field day licking her paws because yeah. she has some boo-boos on them. So
she also just kind of like licks the air sometimes. So yeah. like that's also, and coughs up hairballs.
She does cough up hairballs like a cat.
Non-monogamy, I think I definitely like had heard of it, but I'd say more so like just like talking poly, like that was probably the first like term where I knew what that was directly. Non-monogamy, I didn't really know exactly like the ins and outs of it and like the differences and how many different types of non-monogamy you can have. And so like when I first met you, it was definitely like, I mean, one, at that time it was very, we were on like conditional terms in terms of like, okay, I'm gonna leave at this time, like
I don't know what's gonna happen. I do not want a boyfriend. Yeah, you are yeah. a fuck buddy. Even my sister the other day was like, remember when you were like, I'm not gonna date the athlete, and we were all also, like, okay.
Yeah. Your sister's great. We met for the first time not Aww. Too long ago, and it was such a good time. Aww. It was a great first few days because it was the last family member that I hadn't met of your family.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Because I met your parents like numerous times.
You haven't met Marie.
Yeah, true. Marie. Yeah, Marie, the OG.
The OG.
But that was great. Yeah. But sidetrack. Yeah. Nominami. Because of the conditional thing, it was more so like at the beginning, I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, let's try it out. Why not? Like, I've never done this. Like, I never even like thought about it, but.
And if I fuck it up, who cares? I'm leaving the country.
it was very like low stakes at the beginning, yeah. I would say, where like I saw like how well we clicked already and like what I liked about you and as a person. And like, that was the biggest thing where I was just like, I want to be with this person or like be around and like grow with this person. And so that was like, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, why not? Like, it's not like, oh my God, there's no chance I would ever do that.
Yeah.
And so that was like, at the beginning, it was like, okay, it's like, why not? It's like, I'm just going to test it out, sure.
Yeah.
And then as we like got, I would say like more and more like serious or like, okay, this is like more so looking like a longer term relationship. Yeah. And I think that was like a communication thing. I don't think I like communicated that early on of like, because I remember we having a conversation of being like, I said, yeah, I think this can go a long time. Like, I'm in it for the long haul kind of thing.
She was
like melting on the floor.
I was like, what the fuck are you saying
right now?
And I was
like, what are you talking about? Like, you haven't felt that or like, I haven't told you this before or like
no.
whatever. And so that was on me for that stuff. But, and so like, I would say as we, got more and more serious and like, then it was like, okay, how does this work? Like actually for long term and everything. And so that's where I would say we are very good communicators and that's been
really
like a
good.
Huge hallmark of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say at the end of, like, if you don't have good communication with your partner, like, it's not going to work. Like, that's a hard, like maybe a harsh reality, but at the same time,
it's not. It's very basic.
But
like, pillar.
I feel like so many relationships just don't have good communication or like you have the like, avoidance and that kind of stuff where you're just like, okay, you know, problem for another day and then never address it kind of thing.
Well, I think everyone's like biggest fear is like that they don't think that they could handle jealousy. And I remember, I don't know when the fuck the switch happened for me. Maybe being bi really did help because I found it hot when my boyfriend was like into another girl. I was like, okay. It was weird when I'd find that he was into a girl that I wasn't into or I'd be surprised by. I'd be like, that's actually what worries me. Not the like he's into someone. It's that he's into someone that I have like no interest in and can't understand why they like him.
Yeah.
But how do you feel? What have been like your past experiences with jealousy and like how do you find, like, I've never felt you ever get jealous the entire time we've been together.
No, and I would say, like,
why haven't you been jealous?
At the end of the day, like, I would say I'm a very secure person in, like, who I am and, like, my core values and, like, what I'm trying to do in this world.
Yeah.
And so past relationships, that kind of stuff, like, and coming into this relationship, like, and because before my, like, surgery and everything like that, like, one, I didn't have sex for, like, 16-18 months basically because of the pain and everything like that. And so because it was just like, I'm not doing this because it's literal painful. And so, but even throughout that whole period, it's just like I was never once like, oh my God, am I not gonna find a girl or am I not gonna like end up in a relationship or something? Like, because I just knew, okay, I'm gonna get over this and I know I'm gonna live my life and everything like that. And I know I attract people that I want to be around and like that are trying to grow and just like have a good mentality.
Yeah.
And so that was never like a
fear.
Thing. And so like, that's also like, I just know I'm a secure person in who I am. And like going through the things that I have, I had a huge ego death. Like that was a huge part of like just growth and everything like that through the surgery. And so that's also just like added fuel to the fire in terms of like, I know who I am. And so in terms of jealousy, it was just like, I also like, you're probably, I've been with a bisexual girl or anything, but I've never obviously dated a bisexual woman, but that also kind of like makes it easier, I would say, because like, of course, like if you're two straight people or like different dynamics and that kind of stuff, where I think then it's a huge thing communication wise, because you're like, as a guy or something like that, it's just like, with bisexual, like, I know you like girls, and so like, obviously I like girls.
So you can understand like, why things make
like,
sense.
And from a non-monogamy perspective, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in terms of jealousy, I don't know, like, it's, I think we communicate really well. we have very clear like boundaries of like how we go about things, and like we're very like, yeah, I think the term is like at the table, or like
kitchen table
where we speak about everything, and like it's very clear, and like that's where I want to know everything, and I think you usually want to know everything as well. So it's just like very low stakes in that sense. And so
I think I hate to be that bitch, but like it's because we both are so Gemini. Like you're Gemini sun and I'm rising and moon, where it's like we can't help but communicate. Like we love giving the information. We're curious about receiving the information. And I think when you put two people that are genuinely curious about, or like genuinely there for the right reasons, like we can't lie about like our like instincts and our curiosity.
And I mean, like, what's the point? You're just like burnt. Like there's just like such a wasted energy in terms of that. Like,
and I think like the thing I always think about with people that ask me about non-monogamy is like, usually I'm always in hope that it's because both people want to do it.
Yeah. But, which I feel like is like a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. I was definitely like, I don't care what this person wants because this is what I want. And like, I'm very lucky to be able to do that because I was single when we met and I said, these are like, this is who I am. Yeah. And you were like,
we were very clear at the beginning.
Yeah. And I think what's tough is when people feel like it's comes in the middle of a relationship where it's like, it makes maybe the other person feel like, why are we switching this shit up all of a sudden? What's wrong with what we got going on? Or like, is it even worth it? Or like, we're holding on to something that we're too afraid to let go of. Or like, I think people are afraid that if they enter into this agreement, there's a very real risk that you could lose the person to whether it's another person or to just they want to be single again or whatever. But I think it's like I run that risk every day.
Yeah. I mean, like
being with a person.
Yeah. I mean, without knowing it, like you're doing that on the daily.
Yes.
Like anybody can get up and leave basically. Yes. Okay, I'm going to break up with you at this time.
Yes. Like you could fucking run smack into your soulmate at Sprouts and I just have to be like, shit, maybe I should have gone grocery shopping that day. But like, it will find a way, you know, like it will find a reason and a way to make it.
So. I definitely feel like around the whole, like, I mean, yeah, like you got to try things. You got to see how, like, of course there's certain things that you know innately that like, okay, this is not, there's no chance this is going to work. Like, this is not my identity or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think if you're like somewhat curious or whatever like that, then yeah, why not? Like at least as long as you're communicating well, like there's, you can do so many more different things in terms of just like understanding
each
other.
You only live once. Like I could not imagine having to be closeted about my bisexuality or about my relationship preferences. Like I just couldn't do that.
Gotta live your authentic life.
Fucking say it with your chest.
What would be one, the biggest like...
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, because it popped up in my head.
Okay.
What would be like the one just like staple advice in terms of, around non-monogamy?
Oh, I mean,
that's
like...
That's just like the basic.
This is what I find to be true. Maybe a professional therapist could give you better advice of this truth. But for me, it will never work when it's coming from a place of lack.
Mm.
When it's like, this person doesn't fulfill this need, so I'm going to go find it elsewhere. Or like, I don't really feel like this relationship is working. It's fear-based. Yeah, it's like, it's pain-based. Like, if it's not coming from like, you both are bursting at the seams with like joy for how great and like lovely your relationship is, that you want to share that with people and like, you're excited to bring your partner around someone, or you're excited for your partner to go on a date. Like if it's not that, and it doesn't have to be like that from the jump, you can learn to get there. But like, if that's my biggest advice is like, if it's not coming from a really authentic place, then there should be boundaries put up where you both can say like, okay, I'm throwing out the red card. I want to be done with this. And like it not affect your relationship.
Yeah.
That's always my like, advice is that let there be a backup plan. Decide that if one of you wants out, if you're okay with that, like you'd be okay with that because your partner's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you're not, if you're like, no, fuck this, I feel like this is who I might be, then like that makes me nervy.
You gotta live your truth.
Yeah. What's your one advice?
I mean, I think like the communication thing has just been like the staple.
Yeah.
I mean, just relationship wise, like that's been like the biggest thing that I've noticed with us in terms of like, speaking with like my therapist and everything like that, in terms of just like being able to know that we are good communicators at the end of the day. And like we've found different ways to be able to like come back together after like having some kind of conflict or something like that. Like that's been such a place of growth, I think, between the two of us, of like understanding each other better.
Relief too. Yeah. Isn't it such a relief when you make up with someone?
Yeah. I mean, like as long as it's like in a good place, like that's what, and that's been the way that we've gone about it in terms of like that, like not letting things fester or that kind of stuff, where you're able to just like come back together in a healthy way.
Okay. Can you believe you've already been potting for 45 minutes?
No, I was going to say like how long has it been? Because I feel like,
it's been a long time for you?
No, it's been flying by. But I feel like it was
Well, we're going to end on rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire.
Because I would like the confident bottoms to know you a little bit.
Okay,
are you ready? I wish I had some like music or something.
You want me to sing?
I've got a great Wait, what is this?
She's playing with her little buttons.
Oh, this changes my voice.
Oh, no, please stop. No, please. Killing the confidants and...
Sorry, I don't know how to turn it off.
Oh my goodness, she is having technical difficulties. Oh, she's back.
Okay.
I don't know about that one.
Here we go. Here, I'm going to just bring in our theme music and I'll rapid fire to the end. Are you ready?
Yeah, great.
Athlete, how do you feel about being called the athlete?
Great.
What's your favorite food?
Tacos.
What kind of tacos?
Birria.
How tall are you?
6'5".
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Who is your favorite music artist?
Post Malone.
Have to pick a sneaker. What are you picking?
Jordan 1.
Who's your favorite clothing brand?
Kith.
What's your favorite book you've ever read?
Ooh, a lot, but Relentless, Tim Grover. I got a tattoo of that. Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. Great book. And Grit by Angela Duckworth. That's usually my top three that I go to.
Oh, God. Okay. If you had to choose between being tickled to death or paper cutted to death, what would you pick?
Ooh, I hate being tickled, but I think I'd have to take tickled.
I think I'd paper cut. That sounds awful. That sounds, would you rather freeze to death or overheat?
Freeze to death.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you go a little easier, I think.
Yeah. Would you rather drown in water or space?
Space, because like fuck it, send it.
Do you want to go to would you go to space?
Oh, 100%. I was a big old nerd, engineering background.
Do you feel like I should sell the Tesla because we hate Elon Musk?
The self-driving is just too much to give up. I think.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, not a big ice cream guy, but I'll just go vanilla because you know me.
I do. Favorite Swedish candy?
Ooh, Bubs.
What flavor Bubs?
The banana caramel one is the best one.
I thought you were going to say licorice, and I was going to throw up on you.
I do love the licorice, but just because it's half and half.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about me?
Your confidence.
Ooh! Okay, well, not that, bitch. Hey, you have anything to plug?
No, not at all, because you barely know who I am. But just
keeping that
say,
identity secret.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got lots to plug, right? Surely.
I do?
Comedy?
Oh, well, we just did our show. I don't have any stand-up for a minute. Do I?
No, maybe not. But maybe also, not.
The retreat's coming up. Go sign up at dopepanicretreat.com.
And tell this girl to finish her book already.
Thank you. Love you, confidant. See you next week. Love Thanks, Adley. Bye.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.